This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now, this is my favorite one, the third one I'm going to give you. We're going to spend some time on this one. Our belief language will flow out of what is foundational in our lives. Your belief language will flow out of what is foundational in your lives. Here's what I mean by that. Only you know what really is foundational in your life. You can say, and I can say, we all can say to people, oh, this is really what's important. But when you're alone at night, in just those moments before you go to sleep at night, you know what really matters, what is foundational in life. And listen carefully. Everything flows in your life in terms of what is foundational. If money is foundational in your life, that will flow out in 1,000 different ways. If power and prestige are important to you, that will outflow from your life in 1,000 different ways during the week. Why? Because that's what's foundational in your life, and your belief language will flow out of that. My favorite professor in college at Cincinnati Christian University, ironically, my favorite professor, the one class that I got early to so I could get a good seat, and I can't say that about too many classes, unfortunately, that I took. I wasn't a good college student. But I would go to hear E. Ray Jones. E. Ray Jones grew up in eastern Kentucky. And E. Ray Jones said, when I tell people that I grew up on a river in eastern Kentucky, he said, I don't mean that I grew up at a river or near a river. He said, I grew up on the river. He didn't mean that he was on a houseboat or on a boat, but he said his house literally started at the shore of the river, someplace in eastern Kentucky. And the house was built out over the river, and there were pylons, the back of the house supporting it, that went down into the water, down into the mud of the riverbank, down to hard rock, to bedrock. Now get this, he said, my bedroom was at the far end of the house. And he said, I can remember as a little boy, there would be storms going on, and I could hear the water rushing under my bedroom. And he said, I was sure I would wake up the next morning, and I'd be floating down the river. Can you imagine this? During storms and heavy-duty storms, he said not only could he hear the water rushing underneath his bedroom, he would hear logs and debris hit the pylons of the house. Can you imagine how disconcerting that would be? You'd hear this thud in the middle of the night, and it was a log hitting the pylon underneath his bedroom. Now, here's the rest of the story. E. Ray Jones grew up there. Went to college in Cincinnati, went on to be a minister in Indianapolis for years. He said 50 years after leaving home, he said, I wanted to go back to my hometown in eastern Kentucky. And he said, I was sure that house was gone. It's been 50 years. And E. Ray Jones said, would you believe when I went back 50 years later, that house was still there. Those pylons were still there that were supporting the house. My bedroom was still there. Out over the river. Why was that house still there 50 years later? May I tell you why? Because of the foundation. Not because of the pylons that went into the water and into the mud, but because of the foundation that supported those pylons. That's why that house was still standing 50 years later. Here's my point. As you come to the end of your life, whenever that may be, and I come to the end of my life, whenever that may be, what is going to matter is what is foundational in our life. That's the bedrock of life that you're going to stake your life and your death upon. And my point today, as a belief-centered person, as a person who believes in Jesus Christ, the foundation of your life has got to be the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That's the rock bottom foundation for your life.
Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, to hear the conclusion of this message.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.